This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Marty Johnson on the line from Warriors Set Free, which is a division of Set Free. And Marty is a ministry and outreach coordinator. And my first question is a pretty easy one. Can you just remind us what exactly you do in this position at Warriors Set Free?
Yeah, so a little bit of everything. Our in-house, what we do in-house is called a freedom appointment. So I coordinate all of the appointments here. I get all the applications in. I set up all the times for the volunteers. I just organize that portion of it, and the outreach portion is going out to different organizations, just trying to see how we can partner with them. Whether it be like a Heroes Corner here in Grand Rapids, they do a Bible study. They're really in tune with our veteran community, and we'll go to Marge's Diner here in town, and they have what they call a vet to vet. So just organizing those types of interactions just to see how we can partner with them.
Perfect. And I, at my previous job, I was a communications coordinator. So I know how important like coordinator positions can be, but it's kind of hard to nail down, okay, what exactly does that mean? So
Right.
thank you. Yeah, thank you for explaining that.
Absolutely.
And one of the things I wanted to talk about today, that Warrior Set Free does is this initiative called Reboot. Can you explain for us what exactly this is, and how does it help veterans?
So, Reboot is a national course. They have several different courses that help veterans and non-veterans alike. So, what we do is called Military Reboot, and it's a 12-week course that basically touches on trauma, and a lot of the trauma that we deal with doesn't just come from the military or first responder culture, right? It's a lot of stuff that happens to us when we're young. So we have couples that go through it, and it's a pretty intense course, just for the fact that when we really dig in, people respond amazingly to it and just open up. We like to call it a healthy vulnerability, before God and before our brothers and sisters. But yeah, 12 weeks, kind of follow Acts 2:42, right? Where we do fellowship, we eat, we pray. We have a teaching, just like the apostles did. It's pretty much how we're supposed to do it.
Yeah, and how many veterans, first responders would you say, or that includes their spouses too, how many people are involved roughly in this initiative?
So our last class, we had seven people, so that would be five and one couple. But the couple had their four children that would come with them. So their children seen their parents go through this, and they're not in the room with us, but they eat with us, and they just see the after effects of what happens. But so there are three, myself included, three other guys that help lead this. So anywhere from 10 to 15 people weekly. We just got done with ours about a month ago. That was our winter one, and then we'll have another one here in the fall. And we're even thinking about reaching out. There's a 6-week marriage reboot that they offer. So there's a lot of things that we're looking into for the future.
Well, it's always exciting to see how programs grow. And you mentioned this was a the one you guys are doing is a 12-week course. What happens after that?
So what Warrior Set Free offers are three different events. And we like to try and get everybody what we like to call the trifecta of those three events. We just stay in touch. We do fellowship. We do a thing called Warrior Wednesday every month that we just want to stay in contact with people and walk alongside. It's huge because the enemy wants us to isolate. And if he has his way, he's gonna continue to want you to stay away from people. So we try to do our best at just engaging with everybody after.
Perfect. Now this is going to go out to general public, and which includes veterans, but you know, for those of us who aren't in the veteran or first responder community, how could we interact with this story? Like what's one or two things we can do as a way of response? And usually, just so you know, usually this question is like opportunities, like it used to be pray, give, go. But like it looks different for every story. So,
Sure. Well, that kind of is the same for everybody, is time, talent, and treasure. So if you are giving your time to that you feel led to just have a conversation with somebody and pray with them, that might have a veteran or first responder, or if you were in a family that was affected by somebody that was in the military or first responder, that trauma is real as well. So just having a conversation with somebody about it and praying with them about it and directing them to us where they can join some of these things. You can pretty much tell when somebody needs to be talked to, if that makes sense. If they've done everything that Warrior Set Free has to offer, we direct them to Set Free because they have more, we call it aftercare stuff, walking the Freeman Christ course. They do a 33-week Bible study. The next one's going to be on Revelation. It's an amazing course. There's so many things to stay connected, but yes, I mean, if somebody just taking a minute to talk to somebody to direct them to us, I mean, I'll go and have a conversation with anybody. I want everybody to experience the freedom that I was offered, because it's there. It doesn't matter what you've done or what you think you've done. God's bigger than all of it.
Amen. And I think it's so important, that type of community that Set Free offers, because you don't always get it in churches. You know what I mean? You that's how the church should be, but it's not always modeled that way. So, it's great that there's a group out there offering, you know, to walk
Absolutely.
alongside people.
Yeah,
That
we're so busy. That's one reason that we're so busy is because the church just doesn't talk about
I know, it's
it.
so tragic.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that wraps up my questions for now. Was there anything I missed or anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so, Katie. I hope
Okay.
that was good.